Some viewers may find the following video disturbing. Viewer discretion is advised.
There's Mr. Enfuego, one half of the Baseball Junkies podcast. Before we get the show going, we just want to make sure that both you, the viewer, and the listener are fully aware that this podcast is not intended to provide any form of investment advice. The opinions expressed here by either the host or any guest do not necessarily reflect the views of any sports card investor, organization, and or entity within the sports card market. Any discussion of sports card values in the past or present is not a guarantee of future performance. Two collectors with a common love of baseball cards. A League of Her Own, Mr. Enfuego. Welcome to the Baseball Junkies Podcast.
Well, hello and welcome to the Baseball Junkies Podcast. I'm your host, Adrian, from A League of Her Own on YouTube.
And I'm your boy, Mr. Enfuego.
How have you been, sir? How's your week been?
It's been a very eventful week.
Right? Right?
Very eventful.
Oh, goodness. We've got a lot to talk about today, guys. Thank you all so much for joining us here live on YouTube. And if you're listening to us on your favorite podcast format, we appreciate that as well. Try to cover all baseball card news and what have use out there for the collector. I'm going to say that again. Shall we get started, sir? You got anything else you want to start off with here, the intro?
Just a reminder, everything that we speak about is strictly for the collector because 2024 is deemed year of the collector.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to speak for both of us, I think, Mr. Fuego. If I say something wrong, whatever. You and I are baseball card collectors. Mad respect to flippers out there. And let's face it, we've got a little tiny bit of that, in our DNA as well. It's just part of the game. But man, not making a living out of it. We're just trying to have fun. So with that being said, let's talk about future fun here. And let's get into those upcoming releases. Only got one product to talk about tonight, but it is a big one. We got 2024 Bowman. Boom. May 8th coming out. About $300 for a hobby box, about $600 for a jumbo box. Good Lord, that's a lot of money.
It is.
Those hobby boxes are 24 packs, 10 cards per pack. You are supposed to get a one chrome auto, one chrome mini diamond parallel, and one rising inferno parallel. That is in the hobby box. The jumbo box, you are guaranteed, putting that in parentheses because sometimes mistakes are made, three of those chrome autos, two of the rising inferno inserts, and for this year, they put this on the list, one Bowman Scout top 100 prospect card, which I feel like in like retail is like two per box. I don't like right. those prospect top 100 cards are like just common inserts, but to each his own.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. This is not the format with the logo fractors, right? No, I'm sorry. The retro fractors. I believe it's.
Oh Roman. Man, is this the one with the Pete Rose in it? Yeah, Pete Rose retro factor in it. You're right. You're correct. Pete Rose and a couple other guys in there.
But, to be announced.
We got a 100 card base, like base rookies and stars. And then the cards that most people are going for are those prospects. There's 150 prospects. And I did not look up the list of who the upcoming prospects were. That was on my list of to-dos. I have not done it yet. I haven't gotten that far out. I guess it's been 2 weeks now. I did get a hobby box pre-ordered on Tops, which I don't know what got into me, why I decided to go ahead and do that. But hey, it's fun. Got to do it sometimes.
You're a Bowman type of thing.
It's having a moment. DNA. Yeah. because Bowman is, it's one of those products that people go nuts for. So it kind of makes it fun watching all the rips, watching all the hype and stuff like that. Hell, it seems like these days too, if you watch, you know, the right channels, they'll open it before release day and they'll pull a super fractor. So that's always fun to know that you don't really have a chance. So anyways, I'm in a mood tonight. So we're going to have fun. This is fun.
But ultimately I expect nothing, this product to be nothing short of phenomenal. Cause I mean, what besides the minor debacles with, you know, the 6,000 autos in one case or the no autos where autos should be at, it's a pretty decent product.
Yeah. Hopefully all the autos are from the actual players as well.
And no duplicate super fractors.
Or quadruple at that.
Yeah.
At that. All right. We're making light jokes on previous issues that seem to always happen in products, even after Fanatics has taken over. That actually, that the multiple super fractors was when that first year of Bowman that came out, that Fanatics was had own tops and stuff. So at any rate, I'm sure there's going to be things, but hey, there's still going to be fun things in there. And then the fun thing about Bowman as well is sometimes there's prospects in there that in a couple years that you're not going to have it. You right now, you won't know, but later they'll come up and they'll surprise you.
And all in all, I'm actually glad that we're still seeing a lot of these oopsies happen, because the way I look at it, as long as oopsies happen, we have something to talk about and share with you all.
Yeah, just something to be mindful of is all. All right. I think that's all I'm going to talk about with Bowman. Yes. May 8th on that. May 8th. So you guys keep a lookout. And I did see that like blasters are available for pre-order, like on Steel City Collectibles and stuff like that. So if you're wanting to go that route, a little bit more affordable. All right, let's get to those reviews. All right. Just one product to review this week as well. We had 2024 Topps Chrome Black release. This is a four card box, just one pack per box, with one encased auto in it. And there's usually one parallel in it, if not more, but usually just one parallel, two base cards, one encased auto. Got into a player break of it this week after I know I've like past weeks I was like, I'm just gonna buy singles of this, whatever. Well, as a PSA member, I got $60 to spend on Fanatics Live, and I had a weak moment, and I got Lawrence Butler, rookie for the A's, and Mr. Fuego got Julio
Alex Rodriguez. And as a random act of kindness, I try to pick up Andres Jimenez from the Guardians.
Yeah. So it was a player break. They were opening five cases of this, which I think it's five boxes.
It's 12 hobby boxes in one case.
Oh, 12. Jeez.
For a total of 60 autographs.
I didn't catch most of the beginning of it, but I know they were probably about halfway through and I stayed and watched the rest of it. God, beautiful set this year. And the ones that really stuck out for me was this new insert, The Depth of Darkness. I'd bring a picture up for y'all on YouTube, but it does no justice. So like, try to go find a break or something. Maybe somebody's got a better picture of it on eBay.
If you go to Cardboard Connection or Beckett, they do have a photo of that insert.
Yeah.
It's a new insert that Chrome Black actually came up with, and it's beautiful. But now
that picture doesn't do it no justice.
Here's the funny thing about it though. With this particular insert, if you look at the odds clearly state you will find one of these inserts every five cases.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now the five case pick your player break that both Adrian and I got into, we pulled not one, not two, but three of them.
The break pulled those. We didn't get any of those.
Yeah.
I'm bummed, but I don't think Lawrence Butler was on that checklist. Julio probably is. Yeah. I'm trying to see if I can bring an image up for, yeah, this. Okay. I've got, I'll share this with y'all here on YouTube real quick. This is a Juan Soto 5/5. Let's see if I can make this image. Make this a little bit more. Here we go. No, don't like that either. You can kind of see the lighting is kind of bad on this picture, but it's a very thick card. It has like a shadow box kind of feel to it, where all this like broken glass and stuff in the background. It has a 3D effect. So very, very cool insert. Very, very hard to hit. We were fortunate to see a few of those get pulled in the break we were in this past week. It's a good thing we get kickbacks from our people. That's that we get in the break.
Yes.
Yeah. So sarcasm, guys, sarcasm, just kidding. But we've heard different this past week. Anyways, super cool. Some other things, about Topps Chrome Black. Yes. The set is beautiful this year. I think
the checklist is an improvement from last year.
I feel like best year yet. The way these cards look, I can't wait to get them in hand too. But just looking at them on screen, mm-hmm. really enjoyed them. I did see. I think you sent me the X like article on it, that the Jason Dominguez was one of one superfractor, just the non-auto was pulled the day before release day.
Yep.
On Valor
Breaks. Valor Sports Cards, Valor Rip. It was pulled on Fanatics by
on Fanatics Alex Live as well. So that's always fun. And then on release day on Hit Seekers, the Evan Carter Superfractor was pulled. Also the non-auto. So still a lot of cool stuff out there. By the way, those Depth of Darkness also they have reds numbered to 5, and they have supers of those as well. And I think, do we say it every six? One in every 60 packs. Yeah, you were saying like we will get to see two or three in our 5 cases, which was, you know, usually you get one out of all those cases. But
I mean, despite the fact that we didn't get none of those goodies that came out those 5 cases, but just to look at them was all worth it.
Yeah, it was very cool. We have I gotta say, I don't normally do this, but we have someone in our comments right now, Jeffrey DeMarco, says he got a Jason Dominguez Depth of Darkness in a case break. So congratulations. I can't wait to see pictures of that, Jeffrey. That is epic. So yeah. Oh, and FYI, it's still available on Topps, I believe. I still think you can get Topps Chrome Black on Topps for $150. I did see some other channels talking this week about it being more than that. And just because your hobby, your LCS decides to raise the price, doesn't mean that Topps did that. Just
touché.
Want to throw that out there as well. Let's see. Looking on Topps site, there's still Heritage on there as far as baseball products going big league. Maybe they sold out now. But that's what we got for reviews. In that 5 case break too, by player break, the way the checklist is, it's hard to hit your player.
It is.
I had Lawrence Butler. I was fortunate to get, I think, one, maybe two of his base cards, which is a lot more than other people got. And I did get one parallel. So unless I missed it in the beginning of the break, I didn't see one Julio get pulled.
There's only one base Julio that got pulled.
There was only one. At least there was one.
Exactly.
How about, did you go back and see if Andre Jimenez was pulled? Nope. Or
him or Alex weren't pulled.
Dang. Yeah, it's crazy. That's a set, like if you were trying to get the whole set for whatever reason, I don't know why you would. You need to do some serious eBay shopping to go that route. So, All right. That's all I got for reviews this week as well, Mr. Fuego. So shall we move on to all this hobby news? All right, let's get it. Okay. So let's start off with some fun stuff.
Yeah, let's do the fun stuff.
We did have a story like break on like on Tops on X talking about a gentleman that took his 4-year-old daughter to a hobby shop and told her to pick out any hobby box she wants that was like, you know, $50 or less, whatever. You know, let's be real. She's four. So of course she picked a box of a hobby box of Big League, which I think is more than it was about $50, right? Yeah.
Roughly, yeah.
And in her first pack, she pulls an Ellie De La Cruz auto numbered to 10. First pack she's ever opened in her life. And so that was a fun little story about beginner
that luck. Little girl's luck.
Dude, she doesn't even know what she's got. She doesn't even know. That's exciting. When I scrolled through that story, they showed some other, there was like another kid that had pulled the Ellie out of 25 as well. Anyways, it's super cool when to see these stories of kids going and opening packs and then hitting like humongous stuff. And like sometimes the reaction from the kids too, when like they kind of have an idea and they know how.
And Tops actually labeled it perfectly. Beginner's luck.
Beginner's luck. Yes. Yeah. It was freaking awesome. Cause I mean, do you remember we all have that moment when we were a kid, when we open a pack and we just completely lose our freaking mind over a card we pulled. And that's you're hooked for life after that, no matter what. You might step out away from it from a little bit, but when you go back, you notice, you think about it, like our cards might've been put away in the closet for a while, but they came back out. They never got thrown away. And then you always go back and reminisce. There's something about them. So that's a great memory for that family there. Speaking of which, also Midwest Sports Cards had also gone out to some minor league games, and they gave away over 11,000 cards, singles and what have you, to kids and young collectors and what have you. And some of those giveaways were sealed packs. And there were some really nice pulls. I saw some pictures of Anthony Volpe autos, Ellie De La Cruz parallels, things like that.
Junior Caminero.
Yep. So a lot of memories being made over these past couple of weeks here. Kids opening cards and hitting big.
I think if we start dressing like 4-year-olds again, Adrian, we might get that luck.
I know. Seriously. Okay. So those are some nice stories. Some another like kind of fun story. Or well-deserved, I should say. Doc Gooden, his number, they retired his jersey number in New York Mets this past week, and they put out a really nice Topps Now card. If you guys, I'm sure it's not available on Topps any longer, but if you look up Topps Now Doc Gooden, it's really nice image of Doc Gooden, you know, kind of given the heads up, you know, at in New York. So that was pretty nice. Okay, some not so nice. Just stuff to be aware of. I linked a video in the description about fake PSA slabs. Now, I know there's been videos about this before, previous videos, but PSA's slabs have been like upgraded and changed slightly. So there are upgraded and changed slightly fakes as well. And Jason over at Extreme Card Breaks had dropped a couple of videos. I linked one of them in there for how to spot these PSA fakes. And the story came about too, because I believe it was at Chantilly that there were some of these PSA slab like fakes that, I mean, the police were involved, arrests were made, and all that information and story is over at Extreme Card Breaks. Definitely go check him out. He has some really good videos, you know, helping you like spot fakes, and other videos on other issues in the hobby that to kind of protect yourself, keep yourself from getting scammed and stuff like that. if I didn't see that video, I would fall for it. It's really like tough to see. And these guys are using the numbers off the PSA site. So you might go see a certification number, type it in, and it looks all good, but they can get you. They can
get con artists are getting smart.
Yeah. So anyways, definitely got to check that out. So I wrote.
Well, before you get into the next story, one thing I did want to mention, and I know it's solely about the hobby, but I did want to take a moment. And for those of you who are not aware of it, we did lose a great Yankee on April 15th. His name was Whitey Herzog. All right. Hall of Famer. I mean, what can you really say about Whitey? He pitcher, manager. He's done it all. Very well-respected name in the game.
Yeah. Rest in peace to Whitey, and sending love and prayers out to his friends and family. I did not know that he was a manager of the Royals. I pulled a card of his today out of Topps Heritage, the 2024 Topps Heritage, and I was like, oh. Okay, good. I'm glad other people in the... Was he a Yankee? I think of him with the White Sox. Was he a Yankee?
I'm debating now.
I was going to say.
I'm debating now.
We don't know what we're doing. We don't know what we're doing. But, yeah. Oh, he played it. See, now I'm seeing him in like a Cardinals uniform, too.
Okay, Whitey Herzog sounds like a Yankee name. Don't hold it against me.
Yeah.
He did not play for the Yankees.
No, I didn't think so. I didn't think so. Cardinals. Oh, see, yeah, you got him mixed up with Whitey Ford. Dude, we're getting old, man.
Yeah.
Can't remember nothing. So, all right. Let's keep on going here. I was just going to say, I was opening some Topps Heritage today, and I got to go back and watch videos and check things out about all the issues that they're having with it or errors, or I'm like going through trying to sort my cards, and I got cards flipped over that it's like, so I know that they're doing the low number with Topps Heritage this year. So the short prints used to be the high number, like it was like 401 to 500 or something like that. This year it's 1 to 100.
Yes.
And a lot of them were flipped over, but then I had a random Leody Tavares card that's numbered 407 flipped over. And then I'm looking it up on eBay and it says it's a short print. So I'm guessing that's from last year's. So I feel like sometimes they forget to put cards in a previous year set with Heritage. They make
up for it by putting it in the following.
And they put it in the next one. Cause I remember that Kevin Biggio had one of those cards in like 2020, who knows? And it's like, dude, that set is so hard to like sort and like figure out, like you got to double check the back and look by the number to see if it's some kind of parallel and color swaps and stuff that don't really look much different. It's crazy.
That makes the hobby a full-time job where you got to look and read and do research and
good, clean fun. Clean fun. So yeah. Biggest story this week is the Kurt Card Care submission with a 1952 Jackie Robinson, which is got a video of him soaking this card to get a stain out of it. And he does. And anyways, that card, and it sounds like a lot of the other cards on that submission as well.
Every card in that submission. So finally, he got held accountable.
They all were deactivated. So there you go. way back when the story, like the whole thing re-broke, I feel like, about Kurt's Card Care. And I was just like, it's kind of weird. And 1953, Jackie, not 1952. Sorry, we are full of error cards today, right here.
Okay.
So that card, like, that's a big boy card, lots of money. I don't know if he still had that card or if it got sold to somebody. Somebody paid crazy money for it, but now it's still worth money, but not what it would have been in a PSA slab, right? But I think, I don't know if something finally rubbed PSA the wrong way about people being like, wow, what are we, you know, you say on your site, like, cards shouldn't be manipulated or messed up, whatever. And you're, but you're not. So finally something was done. Oh, here we go. Thank you, Mr. Enfuego. Booyah. So there is from X. I think this story broke from Tiffany Cards or Tiffany, yes, Sports Cards.
Tiffany Cards.
Link is in the description to that as well. I mean, he's straight up. Like, I went back and watched the video of him cleaning this card, and like it does blow me away. I know that people do this, and it's not that big of a deal to a lot of people, I guess. But to like to fully engulf your card in a liquid, that's intense.
So now the question that I have about this whole debacle now is, well, one, we already know Pandora's box was already open when Kurt was actually shouted out at PSA picking up graded cards that got a gem grade on it. They were shouted out. It was, I believe, Wemby. It was AK Sports Cards. And that tweet was actually taken down. But now, because of that, you know, I'm almost certain it was impossible for Kurt to keep inventory in stock because everybody mm-hmm. kept buying them up. But now mm-hmm. once this news broke out that PSA said, nope, that's it, you're done. What's going to leave? What is the rest of the hobby going to do now?
I imagine people are still going to use it and stuff because they're still, I don't know, the soaking stuff. I feel like they might've been able to figure that out by all the they dug their own hole with the videos showing them that what they were doing to these cards, and I think they can link it up that way. But if you like hear no evil, see no evil kind of thing, like there's always going to be like that. There's people like us that we love cards maybe a little bit too much,
mm-hmm.
on your opinion, and then there's other people that just all about the money, which cool, you do you, and it's going to keep happening. I do wonder moving forward as far as him selling the product. I don't know. You know, I don't know and I don't care because I don't do any of that stuff. So to each his own. But that here's the thing with that. That whole submission was deactivated. That's a lot of money that those cards like were worth and stuff like that.
And I'm sure they weren't sent at bulk value either. They were sent high dollar service.
Oh yeah. You can't send those in bulk. No, no way. Oh man, I lost it now. I'm thinking your account is like marked now. Like anytime a card's sent in by you, I could have swore. I feel like Jason over at Extreme Card Breaks had talked about people's like accounts with PSA getting deactivated. Now I know you could probably go open up a whole new one and
yeah,
whatever, but still it's like the hassle of all of that.
Now this is just wishful thinking. What would be the likelihood if PSA held Kurt to accountable for his altering or whatever you want to call it?
Mm-hmm.
Who's to say they don't send a little messenger bird over to SGC, Tag, all these other grading companies about said submitter?
Yeah, I don't know who's gonna do what in that situation.
And this is why, ladies and gentlemen, this is considered and deemed a hobby. This is what happens when you try to make mix business with pleasure. It backfires.
Mm-hmm. I do see people in the comments. This is another thing I wanted to kind of touch base. We kind of talked about it previous weeks. Like there's no like labels or anything that says what's like in any of his products. So I don't know if that's going to be some backlash on him as well, but I don't know. This just seems like, this is like a, I don't know. It just seems so silly. Like I'm just, cards fun to me. Like I know there's some people that make money on it, but I don't know. Just, it seems ridiculous to do that to your cards. It's already ridiculous that we're sending our cards in to get graded by somebody else, you know, but I feel like I'm not perfect. Like, I like to get my tens and stuff, but at the same time, like, it was a kind of a way to like preserve the card and show it was authentic. Uh-huh. I know a lot of people are going to think I'm full of BS, but I like that's, you know, that I have that Willie Mays card that my uncle gave me when I was young, that card means the world to me. So that was one of the first cards I got graded because I was like, oh, I want this in a slab. I know it got like a two. It's not worth it. It's not worth anything, but it's worth a lot of money to me. And it was
a sentimental value.
Yeah. So anyways, I know there's lots of different opinions on the situation. It's just like,
you know, kind of like what they're saying in the comments now. I think a lot of these industry organizations that deal with the hobby, such as PSA, SGC, and all that, they're starting to get inclined with what's going on in the environment. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if PSA actually has a small department that watches YouTube all day to see what is it that the consumer is actually doing or not doing prior to sending for grading.
Just never know. That's an interesting theory. But it really is. I wouldn't be surprised, but yeah. So, all right. It's 5:32. We are going to do trivia. This is a good one today, guys. Put your thinking caps on. Get ready. As soon as you figure out the answer, there's going to be a series of hints, but as soon as you know, get it out there because you gotta get the answer in before we announce the answer on this little video here. All right, let's get it.
Let's get it. Welcome back to that part of the show where we take a moment to have a little fun and test your knowledge of the hobby. Welcome back to the trivia of the week. Name this set. Here we go. Hint one. It has a 100 base set and 7 foil parallels. Any ideas? No? Hint two. This is the first time this product has made an appearance as a standalone product. Any ideas yet? How about this hint? The event that inspired this set will happen again in 2026. Any clues? If you have no idea, the answer of the week is Topps World Baseball Classic. See you next week. I got him, coach.
If you're listening and not watching, Mr. Enfuego is raising his arms in victory because he feels victorious that nobody got the answer. That it was World Baseball Classic. That was a tough one.
That it really was, because I thought that there was another set in 22 or 20. 22 that released, but it wasn't.
Yeah. Yeah. Check the clock. Yeah. We got people saying it goes too fast and da da da. But you got to be on your toes. I try to get you all ready ahead of time. All right. So with that, shall we go into our top five like card sales of the week?
Let's.
Using Market Movers, the free part of it, or from, you know, Sports Card Investor, FYI. What would a video be without talking? What would a sports card video be without talking about Sports Card Investor?
I know.
Just a good day is all. All right, here we go. Number five. Got
and change.
Alex, what's that?
It did change.
It always changes. So Mr. Enfuego and I, you know, have meetings during the week and earlier, like I think later on Friday and early on Saturday, like, but this thing's bouncing around at all. It's like the top five sales. Let's see if it's changed. It's the same from when I set up the all these slides here.
Okay.
We've got a 2023 Bowman Chrome Prospect Auto Purple Refractor, numbered 250. You can get this card raw if you can find it for, we'll say $70. I feel like I see somebody's got one listed for a little under 70. And somebody else has it listed at $134.99. Make an offer. So, looking at last sold, so it's closer to like the $50 to $60 mark. So 7-day increase on this of 166.6%. 30-day increase of 2,210.7%. I call shenanigans on these shenanigans, teapot. What are you doing? No, I'm just teasing.
So all right. There are no graded cards. There are no graded copies of this card that has sold. But apparently this Alex Ramirez has been doing something great. So I'm going to go as early as March 31st. Okay. The last one, the one that sold on the 31st of March, it sold raw for $2.25. Let's fast forward to April now. April 14th, it sold for $19.50. Fast forward 2 days later, $23 even. This one sold yesterday, the most recent, for $51.99.
That tells me that Alex Ramirez...
he must be doing something good down there.
Some big boy stuff over on the Mets system over there. That's nice to hear. All right, let's get to number four. Well, 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 we have the 2018 Topps Update base rookie card of Juan Soto. You can get this card raw for about between $25 and $30 on eBay. It's shown a decrease in sales in the last 7 days of 1.6%, but in the last 30 days, 32.8% increase.
So three copies of this card happened to be sold as a PSA 10. Yesterday, on the low end, one sold for $50 even, and on the high end, it sold for $58.
Not too shabby. PSA 10s?
PSA 10s.
Not bad. Not bad for a base card, you know? Okay, I like it. A little bit different than in 2020, but hey, what are you going to do?
Too shabby.
All right, number three. Really like this one. This is the 2024 Topps Heritage Real One autographs of Colton Cowser. Let's see. Nothing coming up available on eBay at the moment, according to Market Movers, of course, so that could be subjective. Recent sales between $100 and $140. We have seen a 7-day increase of 112.3%, 30-day increase of 102% for this card.
And just to piggyback, there were no PSA 10 sold, but there was a raw card of this that sold on the 17th for $141.50.
Yeah, makes sense that there's not any PSA of this. This just came out last week. Colton Cowser is doing crazy. Dude, that the Orioles are scary to me. Like, and maybe they're still young, but like if they keep, you know, moving forward with this team, they've got some good players. And this guy
really do. They know how to pick their prospects.
And I just seen Adley Rutschman hit a grand slam. I think it was yesterday. Man, it's crazy. Anyways, that was number three. Let's get to number two. Well, it's been a minute since.
It's been a while.
This man hasn't been all over the top five here. We've got the 2018 Bowman base rookie card of Shohei Ohtani. It's number two on the list, but we've seen a 7-day decrease of 0.6% and a 30-day decrease of 5.8%. Whatever. Okay, so, and this card still goes for about, we'll say $20-$25 raw on eBay.
Well, I guess once the world realizes that Mr. Ohtani has been free and clear of all the shenanigans with all this gambling, his value will start going up. But on a different note, for PSA 10s, one sold yesterday for an even $90.
Not too shabby. All right. Are you guys ready for number one? Can you guess it? Hit up the chat. But here we go. We have got the 2019 Bowman Draft Chrome Auto of Michael Busch. We are showing a 29.4% increase in the last 7 days. 30-day increase of 52.3%. This card raw is roughly going between $75 and $80 on eBay.
Not bad, because the last PSA 10 copy sold 2 days ago for an even $150.
not too shabby. Another guy that's come up and is doing big boy things in the major leagues, hence hitting this list because people like to see these young prospects coming up, doing great things, and they just try to go crazy with their cards. That's our top five of the week. Let us know in the comments what you think of the top five, who should have been on it that wasn't, and who's on it that shouldn't have been on it, what have you.
Well, speaking of that, honorable mention, who would you want to see on your top five next week?
Oh, Bo Bichette.
Okay. Rightfully so.
No, I know. Honorable mention, Patrick Bailey, San Francisco Giants. It gets, I don't know, no recognition. I just watched him hit a home run today in his game. Love it. I love San Francisco's home runs when they land out in the water. Love it. I just love it. Right. It's awesome. So shout out to him.
With how this kid is doing great things in the Bronx, I would like to see more Juan Soto.
More Juan Soto. Good point. Good point.
You know, I'm surprised a couple of weeks ago they never mentioned Oswaldo Cabrera.
He's going under the radar too. He's freaking great on the Yankees right now. Yes. Like he gets like no love. We got some comments coming in. Skeens and Ellie De La Cruz, Steve Kwan, Bobby Witts versus Bowman. Corbin Burns, Westberg, Jordan Westberg for the O's. Yeah. Like,
I expect to see Bobby on next week's top five.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. He's going crazy right now. All right. Shall we get to our favorite time of the podcast?
The meat and potatoes of the podcast. Let's go.
Let's get it. What stories do you have for me this week, Mr. Enfuego?
Well, I just did a PSA reveal video it wasn't the best. Granted, I only did two PSA videos. I think the first one outshined the most recent by far. This last one, I did manage to get quite a few PSA 8s, and after recording and everything, I looked back at them. They don't warrant no 8, honestly, in my opinion. And again, I'm new to the grading game. I've been picking up tips from you. But from what I've seen, and I went through the requirements that PSA has set forth, they don't warrant no 8. They really don't.
Yeah.
I just think, and we've talked about it many times, they go into a day of grading with a quota. How many 10s? Mm-hmm. How many 9s? Okay, we're done with meeting that quota. Everything else, 8 and below.
Yeah. I've altered my approach of stuff that I'm sending to PSA now just because it's just so... It's very hit or miss. Unless I see something crazy obvious, I'm not even going to send it in. If there's like a little bit of surface stuff, a little bit of this... Even if it's got tiny little bit of white corner, I'm going to still send it in because I feel like it really depends on the day. And I really feel like no matter what I send in, there's going to be one or two cards that they give a lower grade. And hopefully it's to the crappier cards and the, right. the better and I mean, cards get the good grade. So
there were instances where I've sent you cards that it looks like I'm sure that you looked at a lot of my Alex Rodriguez cards that I sent you for grading. Mm-hmm. And you're looking at them like, goddamn, how long has Mr. Enfuego have been chewing on these? You know, they come back 7s, 6s. I don't care.
But there's card. What's the card that I just sent in for you that I was like, your Julio Sapphire Black Sapphire Selections. I was like, there's no way this is gemming. And it gemmed. And I'm just like, I don't know what the hell I'm doing anymore. Why am I spending this time? I'm just going to get these all. I'm just going to shine them up real nice with Kurt's Card Care and get them in there and hope for the best. I had an experience this week in the baseball card land on Versus Swap. I've been doing some trading over there a little bit here and there. I gotta say, the site, not the site, is great. I feel like I've never had any issues with, like, with customer service or anything like that. If you guys don't know what I'm talking about, and I'm not getting any kickbacks or anything. I just use the site and I like it because it's a site where you can load your cards. They do ungraded cards now as well, but they're kind of like the middleman for trading cards. And there's like a small fee. The more expensive the card, the higher the fees, insurance purposes, what have you. You do a trade and you send your cards to this third party there. They look it over before they send it to you to make sure everything's good to go. So the issue, a lot of the issues on there are people will have their cards on there and they're way overvalued, which, you know, to each his own. Sometimes people overvalue their cards because they don't really want to trade them. They just throw them up there in case there's some kind of a crazy deal somebody wants to work out on there.
Right.
There's a lot of people on there that are always trying to trade up. I guess they'll send me like ridiculous trades with all these like base cards or whatever, and they're trying to get like this, like, high net. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense. You got to be really, really careful on that site. You got to make sure if somebody offers you a trade, go in and check the trade value. See what
Do your research
up on eBay. Go back and double check yours because your stuff changes all the time as well. And go from there. So I had a offer this week for, let's see. I could tell this gentleman was a Mets fan. He had a lot of Mets in his,
his inventory.
On his inventory. Thank you. Okay. So I had the PSA 10 Francisco Alvarez Sapphire Orange photo variation, number to 75, PSA 10. Francisco Alvarez is doing great on the Mets right now. Also doing great on the Mets is Pete Alonso. So he wanted the Francisco and he had the Pete Alonso rookie Sapphire PSA 10. This not numbered or anything, but that one as well. So went back, looked at the values. He had one or two other cards of mine that he wanted in the deal. I went back and looked and I think I sent him, you know, a follow-up trade, like dropping those other cards. Maybe there were other cards. Anyways, back and forth. And I'm, unfortunately, because of the past experiences I've had on there, I go into this feeling like I'm always dealing with somebody that's trying to rip me off. And I know that's a bad attitude to have about it, but it is what it is.
It's the reality of it.
Yeah. So while we're trading, he's also messaging me, which is not too common. I don't get a whole lot of messages from people, but I think he was newer to the app. He or she, I don't even know. I think I told him, like, everybody, when I go on there, I'm always like, thanks, bro. Thanks, dude, man. I appreciate you, brother. And yeah. I'm like, hey, just heads up, just so you know, there's no way you could know, but you're trading with a woman, not your bro. So anyways, so he sends me back a trade offer. And in this trade offer, he wants that Francisco Alvarez, like $40 and for the P. And I'm like, I automatically like, no, I'm not sending. He's like, he sent me a message. He's like, oh, I couldn't get it. Just a couple bucks on the deal to get the trade done. And I was like, no, Francisco Alvarez is hot right now. Pete Alonso also doing pretty good, but this is like numbered pair. Oh man. You know what? Totally wrong deal. I've got this completely messed up. I'm so sorry. This was for the Julio Rodriguez auto. I was trying to trade for the Julio Rodriguez auto. I got this all mixed up. Different trade deal I did on versus swap. I'll show you guys pictures later. Sorry about that. I'm trying to get this Julio Rodriguez number to 50 rookie auto from Topps Stadium Club. It was not graded. It was in the Topps like it was a redemption or something like that. It was not so. Forget what he was trying. Now I forget what card he was trying to get from me, but he kept trying to add cards to the deal. And I'm like, he was like, oh, you know, this kind of deal. He's kept giving me things. I'm like, hey, your card isn't graded, and I don't know who you are, so you might say it's in the best condition or whatever, and oh, it came straight from Tops. I don't care about any of that. I don't know you. Like, and so I'm actually going back in the app to cancel to void the trade. And right before I can void the trade, he accepted the trade. It was like a straight up trade for Julio Rodriguez autograph, number to 50, rookie. I'm going to actually pull this up. Bear with me. I know my storytelling is not that great. Okay. I traded him. Everybody brace himself. Calm down. I traded for, I had a Sapphire Bobby Witt Jr. rookie PSA 10. Ronald Acuna auto numbered to 10. That was a PSA 7. So those two for the Julio. Julio is not graded, but it's a numbered to 50 SSP rookie auto from Stadium Club. So he kept he was adding $40 and all this stuff. And I was just back and forth. And the guy was like, oh, you know, I was like, why did you accept the deal if you didn't, if you want 40? He's like, oh, it was a fair deal. Da, da, da. And I'm like, so he's like, I was just trying to see if I can get a little bit something more on top. I was like, and so I'm just straight in bitch mode, right? I'm just like, oh, so you're just trying to take me for something. And he's like, I wasn't trying to take you. The guy ended up being really super nice, is what I'm trying to say. He was like, I actually thought about what you said about my card not being graded and it not, you don't know me. It's not graded. I can't guarantee the condition, for it to be a 10. He thinks it would be a 10, but how can I guarantee you that? Whole point of the story is, you don't always have to be an asshole.
Now, on the very top, do you have to put a guesstimated value on the card you put in there?
You do.
What did he value the Julio at?
He had the Julio as near mint 8, which is the highest. That's the highest VeriSwap will let you do,
right,
for a raw card.
Okay.
And in the picture, you can clearly see it's got the top sticker over the top, but hey, I don't have that in person in front of me. Right. I don't know if it's been taken out of there or not. I'm pumped about it. I'm excited. Just saying. It's tough on all these sites and all and everything, all these deals we do with sports cards people, because I always feel like it's, we get watching all these videos, sports card investor doing deals with people and whatever. It's like, it's okay to just chill out and be patient and just, not just go straight for the jugular on people. I felt bad afterwards. I was like, this guy was just, he was just trying to do a card deal. And he was, I don't know the experience level, but he was asking all the questions and doing all the right things. So it's just something to think about out there. So what do y'all think about the trade? I traded a PSA 10 Bobby Witt Jr. Sapphire rookie and a PSA 7 Ronald Acuna Jr. auto from Topps Definitive, number to 10. Those two for a 2022 Julio Topps Stadium Club. It says SSP. I don't know if he just wrote that in. Rookie auto, number to 50.
I mean, know what eBay listing doesn't have SSP next to it? I mean, I'm sure. True. I've seen a base Julio out of 22 update SSP.
Yeah. So there's the trade. There's no way you guys can see that. I tried, guys. For those of you watching on YouTube with us, but those of you listening, if you caught all of that rambling I just did, what do you think of that trade? And what do you think about my attitude towards?
Well, I mean, from my perspective, and I'm going to fill the shoes of somebody who don't know you from a hole in the wall. I would personally think you reacted accordingly. Because again, mm-hmm. you're dealing with somebody who you've never met in person, you've had no engagement with, and instantly this person threw themselves under the bus by clearly stating his motive. I was trying to see if I could get a little more out of you. Uh-huh. So if you're honest in telling me your full-blown intentions, okay, I mean, what else is it that you can possibly do and keep to yourself?
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, I think anybody who gets into the realm of trading on all these platforms, whether it be VeriSwap, Facebook, Instagram, whatever the case may be, you know, everybody always goes, I'm sure, because I know I do it, we get into a defensive mode just to make sure, you know, we're not being taken advantage of, or we get got, for a lack of better terms.
Yeah, absolutely. So
I don't think you acted inappropriately. I think your demeanor was fitting. You know, and wait, for everybody who's in the chat and who's going to be listening in, if you feel differently or you are, you know, in agreement with what I've mentioned, go ahead and let us know either on the website for everybody who's listening, or if you're in the chat, let us know your feedback in the comments down below. But I mean, I think there was nothing out of the ordinary with the transaction and the conversation before the transaction was made.
You can definitely come over to the After Hours show on Mr. Enfuego's channel at about 30 minutes after this podcast to really give me the what's for on it, on what you think about the trade and my demeanor and all that stuff. So be sure to head over there after that and let me know. Yeah, people are giving it to me in the chat already. That's cool. All right. I think we have one last piece of business.
It's what you got.
What I got.
What is not happening next week?
Hey guys, the Baseball Card Junkie podcast is taking a week off next Saturday. We will not be having the podcast next Saturday. Be back at it the week after, which is, just want to let everybody know, because people like to, you know, do live streams and stuff on Saturdays, especially when we're not having the podcast. So next week, the 27th, no podcast. We will be back at it on May the 4th. Be with you. Mr. Enfuego, you got anything else?
I do not. I look forward to seeing everybody who's in the chat over in the After Hours show, so we can go ahead and really have a conversation.
Let's. Thank you guys so much for joining us every week or listening to us every week on your favorite podcast format. You guys are awesome. You guys have a great evening, and we will catch you in 2 weeks.